This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Weld County has recorded its first measles case of 2025, pushing the state's total for the year to 36. The case is in a school-aged child who had not received the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccine. Health officials say they developed measles symptoms after traveling to an area of another state where there is an ongoing measles outbreak. Two new cases have been confirmed in Montezuma County residents. They are unvaccinated household contacts of a previously confirmed case. Newly obtained documents show for the first time the confusion and underfunding at the state public health lab. The lab run by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has lost certifications because of data manipulation by a chemist. Private labs are doing food and water testing now. The lab's former director, Emily Travanti, was fired last month. She told CPR News that the data manipulation problems are rooted in a lack of resources.
The lab has been chronically understaffed and underfunded. They're doing the best that they can with the resources they have available.
Travanti told CPR News that she tried to warn CDPHE leadership for years that the lab needed new equipment and more staff. This year's Denver school board election was the most expensive in the city's history, according to a new analysis. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The education news site Chalkbeat Colorado reports that candidates and outside groups spent nearly $2.4 million on the four seats up for grabs. That's about $150,000 more than 2 years ago. Donors supporting charter schools outspent the teachers' union by almost 3-1. But the money didn't sway the outcome. Candidates backed by the teachers' union won all four seats. Independent expenditure committees, which don't have to disclose donors, far outspent candidates.
It's just about 2:06. This is CPR News in KRCC.